Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There was a guy, I'm just picturing the old cartoon when somebody gets swallowed by a whale, they light a fire inside the whale, and the whale starts coughing, and that's how you get out.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So is that what happened to this guy?
No. Strangely enough. That's not how it works. Okay. And they're making a documentary about this guy. I think I remember this story from a few years ago.
Was it a scuba diver? A whale just swallowed him?
Lobster diver near Cape Cod.
All right. Always on this side of the pond, huh?
It's June 11th, 2021. Lobster diver based out of Provincetown says he jumped off his boat into the water, felt this huge bump, and everything went dark. He initially thought he was being attacked by a shark, and then he felt around, realized there was no teeth, and he thought, oh, I'm in a whale's mouth. And he was in the midst of swallowing the guy.
So I would think the whale would spit me out because I'm pooing everywhere at that point.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you're not krill.
Right. That too.
Whales don't have an appetite for you.
And it's apparently then the whale surfaced and just started shaking his head because he realized that's not krill. And the guy got thrown into the air, landed in the water, and he was free.
I'm telling you, he lit a fire in there from the cartoon. She saw that's what you do. Yeah.
What kind of whale was it?
Did you find the keys? Let's drive out that whole bit there.
Big one.
This is crazy.
Well,
they're big,
the kind of
man.
Whale.
A whale opened her mouth. I guess you fit right in that thing, right?
Was he like punching?
No, it did sound like it happened so quick. He didn't really have time to figure out what happened.
What a nightmare, man. Talk about your dreams after that.
Now, he broke his leg in this. I mean, he did get hurt.
Yeah.
If he got thrown in the air, though, that part had to be kind of fun.
No, I'm thinking not.
It's going to be a new ride somewhere.
Right. Okay.
Get spit out by a whale.
You're relieved because you're not in the mouth anymore. Then you're like, poof.
It was a humpback whale, and he was inside the thing for 40 seconds.
Damn.
That's a long time.
Probably felt like a couple hours.
Sit around
hours.
For 40 seconds, man. You're dead. You think you're dead.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time to just hold your breath in general.
Plus, he didn't know it was a whale, did he?
He was scuba diving, so he had scuba gear.
He couldn't see teeth. So he knew right away it wasn't inside a huge shark. It was inside a whale.
Yeah, because he said he couldn't feel any teeth. You know, if there was a giant shark, he would have felt
teeth. I'm thinking about it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. He says he was about 10 feet from the bottom of the ocean or wherever he was diving.
No teeth.
When this thing swallowed him and then it surfaced and spit him out.
Has he been back in the ocean since then? I feel like that would be my last time scuba diving.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I'd scuba dive after that either, right?
Yeah, he said he was convinced that that was the day he was going to die. He was not going to get out of that. So he had 40 seconds to think, well, I'm dead. This is how it ends.
Was it a blue whale? Did a sperm whale spit him out or something
humpback.
Like that? Yeah, okay.
Humpback whale.
All right. All right.
Yeah, they are about...
A sperm whale would spit for sure.
50 feet long. How much is a metric ton?
So you're telling me when they see those guys on kayaks and they're out in the ocean or just riding surfboards and they got video of them, just huge whales swimming underneath them. That's all I think about now.
Yeah.
That thing's going to swallow my ass.
We had a gray whale. when I was fishing off the coast of Cabo. Breach right next to the boat.
Did you? That would scare me. I mean, sharks would scare me more, but whales are just so big. They would just the oversized would go, oh, my God, that's freaky.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky.
Yeah.
But he obviously wasn't after us.
Right.
But he could have easily gotten under the boat and capsized it.
Did anybody try to throw their reel out and catch the whale?
No.
Walsh would have. Yeah. That's why I got a black guy who tried to ride a whale this weekend.
Yeah, it looks
something
like
else completely, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a few years.
Yeah, since you rode a whale. Yeah, we all have.
Yeah, so there's a documentary coming out about this guy.
Sorry, apologize.
He doesn't. It's called In the Whale, the greatest fish story ever told. And I'm seeing images here. There, he's been back in the water. He's back scuba diving more.
And the Bible beat that guy for the best fish story.
Yeah. My favorite whale story is our buddy Jeremy was once saw this band, and the drummer was a chick who happened to be a bigger girl. And she was great. I don't remember the name of the band. And Jeremy went backstage to meet the band, and he said to her, "You whale."
As in you play
meaning the verb.
Loud.
Yeah, it's
meaning
like
the verb.
Straight out of Wayne's World.
Yeah.
But he realized, yeah.
Did she take it personally?
I don't. You know what? Jeremy listens. She and
kick his scrawny ass.
He loves these stories, but he goes, "You whale."
She's like,
then he realized what he said.
Slap.
Because she was a bigger gal, and she was a great drummer, but he meant she wailed on the drums.
Yeah, but, you wail with an A.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what happened after that. I think he realized what he said and just shrunk away, you know. Because you can't say, "Oh, I don't mean you're fat." Well, you are kind of fat, but I mean you're a great drummer. You know, you can't say that.
You can't clarify it at all.
No, you can't.
It's a great way to start off the meet and greet.
Yeah, I don't even know what band it was.
I want to say the band was called Indigenous.
No, I don't remember those guys.
They're local people. I hate to bring that up. They were.
Right.
Because they're a great band.
But they were touring. They came off a tour bus.
I don't think it was them, Todd.
Maybe not.
I think it was? Remember the couple bands that broke? Remember when Tesla broke up and Hannon had a band and the bass player had a band? The singer was not with either one of these bands, a Tesla singer. And they both had records on the charts, and we had them both in the studio years ago. I think it might have been one of those bands. And I can't remember their names. In fact, the band with the bass player opened up for Def Leppard. Remember seeing at that show? Brian is the bass player for the Tesla. Good dude.
Brian Wheat?
Yes. And Hannon, of course, had his own band too. And I think one of those bands had a chick drummer who might have been a biggin. But once again, Jeremy will check in and let us know here in a second. Or somebody's going to get a hold of him, remembers this story.
Now I want to remember the name of Hannon's side project.
Here do I. Yeah. Both great bands, though. Yeah. They had records out in the 90s, too, before the Tesla got back together. I remember that, right? Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right. More whale mail checking in. Whale mail.
Whale mail.
I didn't mean to say that. Somebody punched me and I want to open up a Nick this weekend.
That sounds like something they'd say on Blue's Clues.
It does, doesn't it? Whatever. I shouldn't realize what some of these emails are going to be not good. So
yeah, right. A lot of them are.
You've been reading those for years, right, Nick? Excuse me.
Yeah, you should know better than me.
So the whale guy's alive and well, right?
Yeah, he is. And like I say, you can look for that documentary. It's making its way around film festivals. I'm sure some streamer will pick it up.
Hopefully it's short. It doesn't need to be a three-part
hour-long
series.
81 minutes.
Perfect.
81 minutes.
It could probably be 40.
Yeah, probably.
40. Like, hey, the whale swallowed you and you got out. Okay.
Yeah, but they're going to give you at least a half an hour of background on the guy and show him, he was a...
Will there be a recreation?
He'd never been swallowed by a whale before.
I don't know.
You think he did some banging on the walls in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's probably why the whale ended up spitting him out, because he was probably thrashing around inside.
What if he had scuba gear on? Have you ever, like, not removed all the foil from a candy bar or whatever, and, like, that gets in your mouth? This guy just had, the whale just had metal in his mouth. Like,
the
scuba tank had to feel weird in his mouth.
I don't know about the whale taste buds.
Tastes like rubber, apparently. He tastes like rubber.
Yeah.
Spit that rubber out.
He didn't taste like like krill or plankton.
What's that? Apparently, in the whale scooping him up, his scuba gear actually came out of his breather came out of his mouth.
Man,
so he was
probably an air pocket inside the whale's mouth, though.
Maybe.
I would think so.
He would hope.
Yeah,
maybe. But
what's a whale's breath smell like?
It can't be good. Well, it doesn't have any teeth.
Well, we gotta watch the documentary for that.
Diver,
we
know at that point,
too, don't we? Yeah.
I mean, it's not alternating krill and mouthwash.
No.
Yeah, it probably smelled like krill. Like half-digested krill.
The whales, their tongues are huge.
I don't know what that smells like.
But if you remember that story I sent you guys over the weekend, if they vomit, it's worth something.
Oh, yeah, we never did that story, did we?
No.
A dog found whale vomit is worth thousands?
Yeah. Apparently, it's called ambergris. And they use
it. Is the reason we don't find whale vomit because they puke into the ocean and nobody ever sees it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably. And it gets diluted.
So what is whale vomit? Why is it worth money?
It's called the treasure of the sea, floating gold. It says sperm whales eat creatures like squid and cuttlefish. And even though most of the indigestible parts of their prey are vomited out before digestion, occasionally it gets stuck in their intestines where it binds together and grows for years into a mass of what they call ambergris. This is, they think that maybe it protects the whale's internal organs from, like, all the sharp parts of the other fish.
But why is it worth money?
So they use it in the beauty industry. High-end perfumers use ambergris because it helps a scent attach to a person's skin.
Oh, so it's okay.
It's whale vomit.
It's sold by weight. And apparently earlier this guy's got a relatively small chunk, but
that's what you said.
It's a puppy.
In 2021, a fisherman found a 280-pound chunk of whale vomit, sold it for $1.5 million.
That's crazy.
Another one.
So how do they harvest it then? They pull the whales out and get them drunk?
It sounds like you've got to just get lucky.
But if it's used in the industry, so they must have to come up with it. I mean, if it's high end fragrances out there, it's expensive, you know?
They must have their sources. I don't know.
How does it not dissolve in water?
I don't know.
It's weird just imagining fish and sharks and whales puking.
Yeah, like,
so you think it would just...
rough night, yeah.
This guy got about...
Got a hold of some bad squid.
Yeah. Tossed the wrong salad.
This guy got about a third of a pound, so he might get a few thousand dollars. He's not going to get a huge amount of money. You know, they said there was another chunk found a couple years ago, 21 pounds for a half million.
Chunk found. All right.
280-pound chunk. Valued at $1.5 million.
Apparently, you have to test it by to tell if it's whale puke or a rock. You take a needle and you heat it and you put it on what it is, and if it melts, then it's whale puke, and that's the one you want to keep.
All right, that sounds like a new hobby for you there. Mr.
Yeah, there
Walsh.
You go, Tyler.
I don't.
Of course, you know whales on the.
I don't need to be
Iowa.
Heating up anything. The stick and needle.
Yeah, next to nose in your arm.
Do you have a problem? No, I've been testing a lot of whale puke. Promise.
Turn it in my metal detector.
Sure, that's what the needle's in your car. Right?
Whale vomit protector or detector.
You're at the needle exchange.
Yeah, this guy just got lucky. His dog found it walking on the beach.
Why don't we?
Dogs love gross stuff.
Why don't we have cool fish puke in Omaha? I want to go down and find some catfish puke in Missouri and sell it.
It's from a Carter Lake walleye.
Airlift.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.